Welcome to a pastor's perspective.
Now life is full of heartache, struggle, and pain, but the way we see it, we overcome because he overcame.
We are to always pray. And everything that we do, we do it in Jesus' name. Now, a pastor is a shepherd. He's not selfish. He's friendly. He's a helper. A pastor is a teacher. Faithful. Sensible. He's much more than just a preacher. Now, a leader. Well-respected. And this, well, this, my friends,
is a pastor's perspective.
Everybody, it's your guy, Pastor Kelvin, coming to you with another episode of A Pastor's Perspective right here in the big city of Simpsonville, South Carolina. I hope this podcast finds you at a wonderful time in your day, your evening, your morning, whatever time you may be enjoying this broadcast. I hope you have an amazing day today. I'm excited to talk to you today. I've got something that really I'm kind of inspired to share. But before we go there, for all of you that are new to the podcast, thank you for joining. My name is Pastor Kelvin. I am the host of A Pastor's Perspective. This is, I think, man, maybe my fifth season of broadcasting, fourth or fifth season. I'm not certain. I've been doing it now. And I love it. I'm grateful for it. So thank you for tuning in tonight. Not certain how you got here, but I'm glad you're here with me. To all of our consistent listeners, thank you for remaining with me on this podcast. And if you would do me an honor and maybe share if you're listening on iTunes or Google or Spotify, share this podcast with somebody. Subscribe. Maybe it'll be a blessing to them. So today, I am literally sitting in the office of our ministry here in Simpsonville, and something hit me like a bolt of lightning before I jumped on. And in the book of Genesis chapter 37, it's a very familiar story. It deals with a character by the name of Joseph, who God gave him an inspired dream about the future. Now, from the onset, when he talks about the stars bowing down to him and people bowing down to him, the dream can seem like it's arrogant, but quite frankly, it has nothing to do with anything other than what God was trying to show Joseph about himself. And once Joseph had the dream, obviously he took it to his family, and they couldn't understand what was being said in the dream. And so even Joseph's father said, you know, I'm paraphrasing here, got angry. But the Bible said that Joseph's father took the dream into consideration. I want to talk to you all just for a few minutes from the thought, don't stop dreaming. Don't stop dreaming. I'm inching closer to 50 every year. And I really can't believe it. I have one child that has graduated from college and will actually be wrapping up her master's degree in the month of February. I'm so proud of her. I have another that is in his second year of college, and he is doing a phenomenal job. I'm in my 10th year of pastoring. I can't believe it. I'm in my 27th year of my career outside of ministry. I'm also in my 27th year of ministry, just in and of itself. And there's still some things, really one or two things in my life that I really wanted to accomplish, but life happened. And I'm using that kind of as an excuse, but you all that are out there with me, you know what I mean. Life happens, family happens, work happens, responsibility happens, things that at the time seemingly are more important than some of the dreams that you had for yourself. I used Genesis 37 only as a launching pad because there are certain things that God has given you to do and laid on your heart that, you know what, you would not have ever dreamed them for yourself. And maybe people didn't understand the dream. Maybe life happened and put those dreams on the back burner. But I, for myself, excuse me, something has stirred up in me to want to go back and finish something that I dreamed for myself that I put on the background. Maybe you're out there listening today. Maybe you wanted to finish college and you couldn't do it. Maybe you were starting that business. Maybe you wanted to take a class. Maybe you wanted to begin to improve on something for yourself. Whatever it may have been, it's always been something that has been on your heart to do. But for one reason or another, you didn't accomplish it. Maybe you had an experience similar to what Joseph did, and you shared your dream with your family, and you were discouraged by people who didn't understand what God himself laid on your heart to do. He showed it to you. You shared it. Maybe they didn't understand it. Maybe they said something like, you'll never do something like that. Nothing in our family has ever been done like this. I don't see how someone with your background could do it. Why would you even dream like that? Why would you even think you could do something like this? And you buried it. But I'm here to tell you from experience, you can bury it, but if it is really something that God has in store for you to do or has planned for your life, no matter how many years go by, it gets stirred up again. One of our family members at the church shared something with me the other day, and they don't even understand that when they said it to me, that it's something that I had been wrestling with in regards to a dream that I had for myself. And I'm not prepared yet to really share what that dream is with the audience just yet, but it's something that has been really on my mind and on my heart. And I put it in the background because there were so many other responsibilities that I was trying to consider. And here's the question that I ask myself that I'm going to ask you when it comes to a dream that you have for yourself. When will the time ever be right? And the answer is never. The children are grown now. When will the time ever be right? The children are small now. When will the time ever be right? You've got a career now that you have to stay focused on because it's supporting your family. When will the time ever be right? Maybe you've had some health challenges. When will the time ever be right? And this is something that I want to share with you. Be less afraid of failing versus dying and not completing it. I, for one, don't want to leave this earth with a dream that I know God has given me, and I haven't even attempted to get back in the ring to accomplish it. You know, life and times for me seem to be moving so much faster than they have ever moved. It was just seems like yesterday I was 25 years old, and now 25 years have almost gone by, and the same dream that I buried keeps coming back up. I know I'm talking to somebody out there. It's like, okay, I got to do this. I got to do that. When will you, as I'm talking to you, I'm talking to myself, when will you make the sacrifice for you like you have sacrificed for others? When will you invest the time in you like you have invested for others? And all you're doing is getting older and still having the same dream. And if the dream was not of God and it was not, if it were not a positive dream, why would you continue to have it? If it were just something that, you know, was just something fly by night, Why is it still on your heart to accomplish it? Why is it something that it just won't leave you alone? You wrestle with it. You try to bury it. You try to kick it away, but it just won't leave you alone. And I'm here. I feel the preacher rising up, and I really just want to be a podcast talker tonight. I want to encourage you to not let it die, not to bury it. Listen, the Bible says of Joseph, his brother sold him into slavery. He was sold to Potiphar. And listen, everywhere he went, God was with him. His favor was with him. But he still had the dream that he shared with his brothers, not realizing that time would pass. And what they tried to destroy, God still had it in mind, and God was still going to use him. Listen, no matter who has turned on you, no matter who has laughed at you, no matter what situations you have encountered, no matter if it's lack of resources, lack of support, I want you to understand something. The favor of God is on you, and the hand of God is on the dream that he has given you. And you just have to be confident enough to know no matter what I put my hands to do, the favor of God is with me to accomplish all that he has shown me, all that he has given me. And it is my responsibility to get out there and work it. I need you. This is, you know, we do this in church. Touch yourself in a very, you know, just pat yourself on the shoulder and say, self, I can do this because God is with me. Go on and do it. Take a second. I'll wait. All right, there should have been enough time. I can do this because God is with me. And another thing that often hinders us from walking into vision is the fear of being able to actually do it. What are you afraid of? I can remember when I was young, I often shared this. When I'm teaching lessons on Sunday morning, whatever I was doing for the devil, I did it with confidence and surety that I was going to do what I was going to do. Now, here you have something on your heart that you know for certain that is the will of God for your life, but you're afraid to try. Maybe you think you're too old. Maybe you want to go back to school and you're afraid that you're going to be the youngest person in the classroom. So what? So what? Maybe now is the time for you to accomplish it because your head is on straight. You're older now. You realize you don't have the same time to waste, and you're serious about what it is that you want to do with the rest of your life. And that's something that you want to accomplish. Maybe it's a health thing. Maybe you want to train. Maybe you want to run a marathon. Whatever it is that you want to do, you can do it. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Who told you, bro? Who told you, sis, to stop dreaming? Who told you it was okay not to try? Who told you it was okay to turn your back on what God has placed on your heart to do? Whatever he has placed in your heart to do, whatever he has placed on your shoulders to do, he has given you the grace to accomplish it, regardless of how old or how young, regardless of how many responsibilities you have, or regardless to the lack of resources that you have. I need you to try. Regardless to what the political scene looks like right now, you've got to try. You've got to try. I want you to try. Write the vision out for your life. Don't overcomplicate it. And stop talking yourself out of it. Stop giving yourself excuses why you can't do it. Stop giving yourself excuses why you shouldn't try. Stop giving yourself excuses to not go out there and make this thing happen. I'm here to tell you, you are fully equipped, you are fully capable, you have everything that you need to accomplish it this time. Yeah, maybe you failed the first time. Maybe you did try one time before and you just weren't as focused, you weren't as structured, you weren't as seasoned, you weren't as prepared, but now you are. Time has passed. Time has passed and you're ready now. You've got what it takes to accomplish what it is that you need to do. And I need you to do it. Listen, next year when I'm on the podcast, I need to hear that you've accomplished it. Listen, in the next 90 days, I need some emails. I need some inboxes saying, Pastor Kelvin, you know what? I did put my dream to sleep, but this podcast stirred me up. And you know what? I've already, I've sent the letter. I've turned in the application for the promotion. I put in the application for the job. I put in the application for the certification. I signed up for the training. I signed up to learn how to do this. I turned in this so I could do that. I need to hear from you that you have not allowed fear, doubt, worry, overthinking, being anxious, being worried about what people may think about what you're doing now. I need to hear from you that, you know what, I'm stirred up to go and do what I know I should have been doing or what I should have done, but this is the year I started, and I'm going to trust God to complete it in me. For it's God that's in you to will and to do this work for his good pleasure. You don't just want to do this to do it. It's not money. It's not just for the money to or put another certificate on the wall, but it's something that God has laid on your heart to do. And listen, when he gives you the dream to do something, like Joseph, he didn't realize it. His family didn't realize it. But when everything unfolded and all the things, that Joseph went through with Potiphar, with his brother selling him into slavery, with Potiphar's wife lying on him and him being thrown into jail and left there for years, and then God perfecting his gifts and then being forgotten about again until an opportunity came for his gift to be utilized. And then when everything unfolded and the people that turned on him, the dream came to pass. And here's the thing I want you to realize that Joseph said. Joseph said, what you meant for evil, God meant it for good. And so for all the people that may have laughed you to scorn or told you you're too old or told you you're not smart enough or because of your gender or because of your color, you can't accomplish it. And they laughed at it. But now if you would just walk out and do it, you would be surprised that that dream that you have is to bless somebody else. That's why we can't wait. That's why we can't hesitate. That's why we can't be scared, because we have to do it. I need you to try. I need you to try. Do you hear me out there, listener? I need you to try. I need you to try. Don't be afraid. Who told you it was okay to stop dreaming? This is Pastor Kelvin coming to you from the King's Worship Center via A Pastor's Perspective, right here in the big city of Simpsonville, South Carolina. Thank you for giving me a few moments of your day, your evening, your morning, whenever you're listening, to share my heart with you. I pray that this motivates you, it challenges you, it inspires you to not stop dreaming, to get up and try, to get out there and do what's in your heart to do, knowing that God is with you to accomplish it. Listen, if you have not subscribed to this podcast, you can find me on pretty much any podcast. You can find me on Facebook at A Pastor's Perspective. You can subscribe on YouTube. You can subscribe, you can subscribe on iTunes. You can subscribe on Spotify. You can subscribe on Google Podcasts. Anywhere podcasts are, I need you to help my audience grow. If what you've listened to is blessing you, inspiring you, it makes you laugh, help me grow the audience. And for my listening audience that you not only share, but you support me monetarily, thank you for that. Thank you for the offerings that you send, the donations that you send to help me with the equipment, to help me with costs associated with trying to make the podcast better. I want you to know I'm so grateful. For those of you that send the emails, the inboxes on Facebook that encourage me to keep going, to keep putting content out there, I want to say thank you for that. I appreciate you so much. Listen, thank you for your time today. I praise God for you. I hope that your week is blessed, your day is blessed. I just believe good things are going to happen for you. And I can't wait to talk to you again. Once again, this is Pastor Kelvin of A Pastor's Perspective. Until we speak, peace abide.